We're glad to be able to be on the street this afternoon to bring you something of the Christian gospel, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come out to the street because really for two reasons. We have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. He told his disciples before he returned to heaven, "Go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And this is what we seek to do this afternoon, to come out and to tell people about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we also come out to the street because we acknowledge that most people don't go to church today. And most people are very ignorant of what the Christian gospel is. I'm sure if I asked you today, what is the gospel, you would not be able to tell me. To you, maybe the gospel is rules and regulations. Or maybe the gospel is something like attending mass or something like that. But the gospel is far more than that, friends. The gospel is concerning the person and the work of Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the eternally begotten Son of God. And He's the one who became man. And He became man for a purpose. And that purpose was in order that He might save mankind. Christ, as the Son of God, could never save mankind in heaven. He had to come to this earth. And He had to come and take upon Himself our form and our nature and become just like us. That was the only way that He could save mankind. And He did that. He did that when He was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by a miraculous operation of the Holy Spirit. And He was born into this world. And He grew up. And the time came when He began His ministry. And we know that ultimately He went to the cross and He suffered and died, because He offered up His life as a sacrifice. He offered up His life as a sacrifice to meet the just demands of God's holy law. You see, mankind has sinned. Mankind has broken God's law. And mankind has not kept God's law. And because of that, mankind is estranged and separated from God. But Jesus came, and He died in our room and in our place as a substitute. And He satisfied the just demands of God's holy law. And therefore we're able to come out this afternoon and to tell people about what Christ has done. And to tell them to put their faith and hope and trust upon Him, whom to know is life everlasting. We do realize that this message, as far as the world is concerned, is foolishness. There's nothing new in that. It was foolishness to the early church. The people looked upon the preachers of the gospel in the times of the early church as ones who were foolish. But oh, friends, whether it be foolish or not in your sight, it is, as far as God is concerned, the power of God unto salvation. And the only way to be saved is to put your faith and hope and trust upon that one who was crucified on Calvary's tree. It may seem foolishness, but this foolishness and this message has turned the world upside down. And this message has indeed affected the UK very positively. Maybe not so much now, because we live in a time and a day when the world or the UK is neglecting and forsaking its Christian heritage. But our national life and all the things that we value in this life are founded upon Christianity. And we have nothing to be ashamed of. It's not foolishness, because those who truly trust upon the Lord Jesus, their lives are transformed and their lives are changed. They become new creatures in Christ. There's a wonderful transformation that happens when someone receives Christ, because what happens? They receive new life. New life. Because by nature, friends, as we come out of the womb, we are dead in trespasses and sins. The life of God is not in us. We don't have spiritual life. But when we receive Christ, we have new life. We have the life of God in us. And we want to commend the Savior to you this afternoon. And we want to commend every single one of you, regardless of your age, regardless of your sex, regardless of your background, regardless of your education, regardless of your social status. We would tell you that you must know and love the Lord Jesus if you're ever to have hope for eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. No one will be found in heaven except they come through Christ." Or we might put it in another way. No one will be found in glory unless the Lord Jesus Christ takes him. We must go to him. We must have dealings with him. He alone can save. No minister can save. No priest can save. No bishop or archbishop. No cardinal. No pope can save. Only Jesus. Only he can forgive your sins. That's why you must go to him. And that's why the apostles went around preaching this message. Salvation is found in none other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And this is what makes Christianity absolutely unique. Absolutely. There are not many ways to God. There are not many gods. There is one God and there is one way to God. That's what the Bible teaches. Look it up in 1 Timothy. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Therefore, we want to commend the Savior to you. And what's more, regardless of your lifestyle, regardless of the sins you have committed, we tell you to come to the Lord Jesus. Look unto me, he says in his word. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. He tells you to come unto him. Look it up in Matthew chapter 11 in your Bibles at home. You will see there that he was speaking to people who were hardened sinners, real hardened sinners, who had heard him preach and who had seen him perform miracles, but they would not come to him. They did not repent. Nevertheless, he gave this glorious gospel invitation to them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon
you. You are spoiling my weekend and my peaceful time. This is a time where I can actually relax, and I cannot do that while you're shouting your head off over that speaker.
I'm not shouting my head
off. Yes, you are.
No.
Because the volume is louder over there than it's here. So if you don't understand how the echo works in a place like this, then you should study better how you place your speaker. And amongst other things, because you're shouting to all the people that are not interested at all. And if anybody wants to hear about God, we got the church.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Thank you.
Turn the speaker somewhere else, please.
No, I'm quite happy where it is, actually. Thank you. Yes, and I'm just telling you, sir, but we're free to do it. We live in a free country. We have free speech. If you don't like it, free speech. You're allowed to speak the truth. Speak the truth in love. That's what the gospel is. These young ladies want to hear about the Lord Jesus, who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." It's been a pleasure to be here this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to be able to speak to you concerning the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a free country, and we have fought for freedom to be able to stand in the public square and to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will not let anyone take that right from us. What's more, we're here because we want you to know the joy of having your sins forgiven, of being right with God, of having a peaceful conscience. There are young girls here. There's an exhortation in the Bible for the young people. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Today, girls, is the day to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the day to seek Him and to be found in Him. It's a good thing to begin to serve the Lord when you're young. What a wonderful thing it is to serve the Lord when you're young. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ now. Repent and believe the gospel now. Life is meaningless without Christ. Life is meaningless without Him, but life has purpose with it. It's not meaningless. It's meaningless without Christ. That's what I said.
He doesn't exist.
What if He does? How do you know?
How do you know that He does?
How do I know He does? The Christian church testifies to the fact that He exists.
Why do you believe them?
Why do I believe them? I believe the Bible.
Why? It's just a book.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a book that's been written hundreds of years ago, and many of the things that has been written come to pass.
Okay, what about Muslims?
What about the Muslims?
What about the Quran? That's been written hundreds of years ago.
No, it's far, far younger than the Bible.
What if I read a book that said He's fake? Can I believe that?
Well, this book would disprove that.
What about Buddhism? That's one of the oldest religions. Exactly.
So what?
You just said that was better.
Yes,
was
but
older.
I said this is true because the things written in it have come true.
Have they?
Yes.
How?
How? Because Jesus fulfilled these things.
How do you know that, though?
Well, the Bible, many
parts...
No, listen, you're not giving me a chance to answer. Don't ask a question if you don't want an answer.
I apologize.
Yes, you should apologize because I'm prepared to give you an answer.
Okay.
Some of the Bible was written 4,000 or 5,000 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Some of these things were prophecies. It prophesied that Jesus would come. You can go to Isaiah chapter 52 and 53 talk about the life of the Messiah. That was written 600 years before He came.
Yeah. Came.
All right, okay. We can see where you're going, girls. We can see where you're going.
That direction.
Yeah. Okay, God bless. May the Lord grant to you repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, friends, we're going to draw our time to a close. We know you've enjoyed having us. We know that you've enjoyed hearing about the Lord Jesus. If you want to hear some more, we urge you to come along to 2 Thornwood Terrace. We meet on the Lord's Day, Sunday. That's the day that marks the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come along. 11 a.m., 6:30 p.m., you will be made most warmly welcome. And then again, 7:30 on Wednesday evening, again, please come along. You'll hear more concerning the person and the work of the Lord Jesus. May God bless His word to you this afternoon. Thank you.